You doing good? Well, I want to know you're doing good. Monday here on the program. Yeah, I care. Of course I care. You know, you might get a diary someday. I need all that I can get, right? All righty then. Good to have that. All right, so journalism was breaking out all over the place on ABC over the weekend. Hard to believe, I realize. Jonathan Karl putting it to the guests on This Week on ABC. Guests like Democrat Congressman Jim Himes, who know nearly nothing about precedent, and they're trying to sell a railroad job to the American people right here in plain sight. It was interesting to watch Jonathan Karl actually drill him on this whole impeachment, you know, fiasco, this whole impeachment deal, trying to sell the idea that somehow the president did something wrong. And now that Hunter Biden, if you missed this, Hunter Biden is now resigning from the Chinese equity firm he's been working for. Well, if nothing's wrong, why are you stepping away? Well, I don't want to have any appearance of doing something wrong. Trust me, there's an appearance of doing something wrong. It's all over the place, and it is a fair question. But here's Jim Himes fumbling the questions from Jonathan Karl on ABC News. It's bite number three. Bite number three. Go.
But, Congressman, this much is entirely true. In the previous impeachment inquiries with Richard Nixon, with Bill Clinton, the House did hold a vote. There were rights that were afforded to the president's side and to the minority party. Why don't you go forward and hold a vote to formally launch this impeachment inquiry and get the entire House on the record?
Yeah, and we may. Remember, again, there's no requirement that that occur. The Republicans people to believe that that's true. Well, twice in our history when we've actually had impeachment inquiries.
Three times,
but, done impeachment if. We've regularly impeached federal judges, impeached other officials without a vote on the floor. I don't much care about the vote on the floor. Look, if there is a vote on the floor, I'll vote for it. The point is that it's not required under the rules.
Well, here's the thing. The guy doesn't even know how many times impeachments happened in American history. He doesn't know how precedent works. And, you know, despite this idea that somehow Americans are flocking to the idea of impeachment, they're not. I don't know where the polling gets their numbers. It would be the same thing I was asking in the fall of 2016 when they were telling me that Hillary Clinton was going to win in a runaway. And I'm talking to people going, you know, that's not what I'm hearing from people. And this is certainly not what I'm hearing from people other than those that are hardcore anti-Trump people, right? So I don't hear people pushing for impeachment. I don't think that's happening. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin hammering the dishonesty of Democrats, most notoriously, of course, Adam Schiff, Lee Zeldin speaking up and saying, listen, it's a crock. You're getting lied to. Bite number four with Lee Zeldin. Bite four. Go.
The president wants there to be a process. The president is saying that there should be a vote for an impeachment inquiry. As you just pointed out with Congressman Himes, there should be a process. The minority party should have subpoena power. The president should have counsel present. He should be able to cross-examine witnesses. He should be able to present evidence. There should be a process. But instead, what Adam Schiff wants is to get United States drunk on his favorite cocktail. There's three ingredients. One is cherry-picking leaks. Second is withholding facts. And three is just outright lying. I mean, he lied about his whistleblower contact. He lied when he gave his opening statement in front of the acting director of national intelligence. He lied when he said that President Trump requests President Zelensky to, quote, manufacture dirt. Now, if we all had Ambassador Volker's testimony, we would know that that's not true. We would also know that it obliterated the quid pro quo charge, that fairy tale that President Trump supposedly demanded that there would be an investigation open against the Bidens in order to get aid from the United States to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Mm-hmm. Here's some breaking news all the way back from 2008. The son of vice presidential candidate Joe Biden was paid an undisclosed amount of money as a consultant by MBNA, the largest employer in Delaware. During the years, the senator supported legislation that was promoted by the credit card industry and opposed by consumer groups. Barack Obama's presidential campaign said Biden helped forge a bipartisan compromise in the measure, which is now law and makes it harder for consumers to obtain bankruptcy protection in the courts. MBNA's consulting payments to Hunter Biden, first reported by the New York Times, followed his departure in 2001 from the company, where he had been an executive. In 2001, let's see here. So he was 31 years old. He's an executive at MBNA. Barack Obama opposed the bankruptcy law enacted in 2005. Biden supported it. David Wade, a spokesman for the Obama campaign, said that after working in the Clinton administration in the Department of Commerce on internet privacy and online commerce issues, Hunter consulted for 5 years as an expert on these very same issues. At a time of enormous expansion in online banking, of course, he was in his 20s. The guy doesn't have the background for this. MBNA employees, by the way, put $200,000 into Biden's Senate campaigns over time as well. So you go back and you look at all of these things. And you ask yourself this. If it were a Republican in the same circumstance, what would the press be saying and asking and doing? And I think you know the answer to that. Because as Peggy Noonan aptly pointed out earlier in the program, Americans don't like this. They don't like this cronyism. They don't like this good guy, you know, network. Everybody, you know, taking care of each other's kids. And, oh, your dad's vice president? Well, heck, let's get you hired over here and make you a pile of money. Wait a second. I couldn't get that deal. You couldn't get that deal because I'm not qualified. Neither was Hunter Biden. Can't get that deal because it only associates with the elites, political elites. As they sit there and complain about, you know, wealth and inequality or other things to the Democrats, they're padding the nest of their own children. I mean, they're just padding the nest of their own children, which is complete and utter nonsense. To most Americans, they don't like it. And why would you? So anyhow, Hunter Biden has now stepped down from the, I guess he'll be gone at the end of the month from this equity firm backed by the communist government of China. He'll be disengaged from that. We'll keep an eye on it. By the way, Rashida Tlaib, you know, your favorite politician, says that she hopes to lock people up. They hope they can lock people up if they don't comply with subpoenas. And she said there have been actual serious conversations about what the logistics would look like if we have to force someone through a court order to come before congressional committees and answer questions. She's all ready to throw them in jail, although that's not happened any time in my lifetime that I'm aware of. She's ready to do it. You know, this is, oh, by the way, one of the people she wants to throw in jail is the Attorney General William Barr. One of the people we held in contempt was Barr, Tlaib said. We are using our own legal support, legal experts, and they're coming in beyond the tainted and conflicted U.S. Attorney General's office. Thinks William Barr should be arrested and locked up. Can you imagine? By the way, when you retire, the bills are going to keep coming. Yep, your power bill, your mortgage maybe, and taxes. It's still going to happen. But if you have a 401k or an IRA, you can maybe convert that money into long-term retirement income. How do you do it? You start with Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hull. You get a hold of them at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Doesn't matter who's at the White House or who's in politics. It matters what's Emily. MyLifePlanFinancial.com is the place to be with Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hull. You tell them Steve sent you on over. Again, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Find out more today. We'll be right back.
Do you want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.